from 1 Corinthians 14 concerning the operations of the gifts of the Spirit. You must ever understand, beloved, that the understanding in these matters is of vital importance. Whosoever ministers in the New Testament order in the gifts of the Spirit must come to know that he must minister from the point of understanding, and you all, and I must too, in that I pass this on as coming from God, therefore I am included in this. Know it very clearly that the state of spiritual understanding in which you are will govern the operation of your gift. If you speak in an unknown tongue, your understanding and the understanding of everybody remains unfruitful. But when we either interpret or prophesy or speak a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom or any of these great oral gifts in the realm of the mother tongue in which we all think, then you will always speak from your spiritual grasp and understanding of truth. Now, it is quite possible that God could take up a person and make them speak, as he did Balaam's ass, for instance, on a level where there was no spiritual understanding. In other words, God is using a person or a thing. But mark it well that as we go on in the things of God, it is God's will and desire that we should come to understandings of truth. Not mental understandings particularly. I am not now saying it's something you acquire by assiduous study. But a spiritual grasp, an inward understanding. And God works through this realm so that you will find that it says in this great 14th chapter verse 20, you are not to be a child in understanding. Now a child does have understanding, but in the realm of understanding we're to be grow up and we're to become men in understanding. For mark it, all that you say, whether you preach or whether you teach or whether you interpret or whether you prophesy or whether you do anything in this great old realm, you will speak from your understanding. Do you understand that? And if you think this will explain a lot, it will explain a lot. And so the Lord will lead us on. But never let anyone fear to speak from that place, now that I have given you light on it, if I have given you light. Don't say, well, I mustn't speak because I'm only a child. Now, that's utterly wrong. If you do that, you will be wrong. Who doesn't love to hear a child in the natural speak from its understanding? Amen. And it says some very profound things often. Yes. A child often will have a clearer understanding of things, or they'll say something which is, you say, that's real. Yeah, that's right. That's true. I mean, having brought up our own three children and listened to many others, this is the This is the truth, so don't hold back for that. But rather give forth. And because, you see, if you won't be a child first, it shows how proud you are. You're grown up, you're mature. But I say you haven't got a hope. You can only come to maturity through childhood. I'm sorry for you if you've got that idea. You must do it. And if you don't, you're a naughty child. You see? You're to give forth. You will speak from understanding. That isn't to say you'll give a lengthy, pointed address from a grip you may have in your mind. That's not what I'm talking about. But you will speak from understanding. Something will come out of your mouth and people will know that you have an understanding. Because this is what John says. He's given us an understanding. This is what John says in his epistle. He's given us this understanding. Amen. So go right on. Praise the Lord. Let everything flow and move. Don't hesitate to sing with the Spirit or speak with the Spirit in unknown tongues. Doesn't matter. But you can sing with the Spirit and with the understanding as well. Doesn't say you have to do one or the other. It says you have to do both. And you can do both at once. You can sing with the Spirit in an unknown tongue, but your understanding could be, so you can understand perfectly what you're doing. Do you see? You mustn't think that this is an alternative. You must either do one or the other. You could do both. If I sing in a tongue to the Lord, I understand I'm singing to Jesus. I understand it perfectly. I understand I'm expressing my love and adoration and worship to him. I understand that perfectly. Quite clear here. Do you see this? It isn't an alternative. Unfortunately, people who speak on these chapters and subjects often, they speak with little enough grasp of what they're talking about. But the Lord would move us on in these wonderful realms. Don't hesitate, beloved, to get free of your hymn book, even Wesley's hymns at times, and sing to the Lord. Don't hesitate to do that. Move over into that realm. Don't beat it up and try and force it. But let your hearts go. And you'll always find that these things will lead you into this tremendous place of liberty in the things of the Spirit. The realm of perfect trust. The mind blanked off from anything else, scriptures or hymn books or anything else. Just concentrated on the Lord. Don't go to another extreme where you never think of singing a hymn or reading the Bible. It's always in the middle stream where we find this great truth so that we can worship the Lord in a new way. And I believe that often this is the way that we can bring to the Lord a new song. Our own new song. Amen. Ah.